Hey friends, welcome to June 11th's Pray Today, and I am hearing on an almost daily basis people who are benefiting from this, and I'm just so thrilled that we're joining together in prayer and in praying the same things every day. It just brings so much joy to my heart that knowing that we've got people from our church and beyond our church who really want to get serious about prayer. And I'm right there with you. And as I've shared with you before, studying my Bible and reading the Word is so much easier for me than praying with a pure heart, praying without distraction, praying with faith. And this is an area in which I'm growing along with you this year. I am going to jump over to Hebrews 13, chapter 5, or verse 5, and I'm going to talk to you about something we've talked about before. Surprise, we talk about some things that all of us need to constantly be monitoring in our own life. And today, contentment. Yay! Let's go to verse 5 of Hebrews 13. It says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" And so here we are, right in the smack in the middle about talking about angels and talking about marriage. He throws out the writer of Hebrews this verse about being free from the love of money. No, this world preaches to us all the time about, I want money, lots and lots of money. I want my pie in the sky, and all these songs that we have heard and that are catchy. And this world teaches us that the more money we have, the more important that we are. And those are so unbiblical. And I just want to remind you that we're to be content with what we have. Does that mean we can't ever wish for something? That's not what the spirit of this verse means. Because remember, it doesn't say don't like money. It says keep yourself free from the love of money. And it reminds me of Matthew in chapter 16 when it says, "What good is it for you to gain the whole world but lose your soul?" This is certainly something that keeps a whole lot of people out of heaven. Jesus talking about it being easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter heaven. But Jesus is a God of miracles. And people who have much, much will be expected from them. But none of us are to love money. Because when we love money and we love possessions, we will never fully be content. Look how many famous people out there who have more money than they could ever possibly spend on themselves. And they're totally miserable. Why is that? Because they get to a point where they've bought everything they could possibly ever want, and they're still not fulfilled because there's still that God-shaped hole in their heart. So let's work today as we pray on asking God to fill that God-shaped hole in our heart and not to fill it with things it shouldn't be filled with. Let's pray. Father, You have provided us with so much. And the fact that we live in America and we have electricity and running water and air conditioning, we are so blessed. And Lord, regardless of where we're at on what we earn for a living, we are so rich. And Lord, it seems that the more we have, the more we want. And Lord, forgive us for that. God, help us to find that balance between loving the blessings you give us, the material blessings, and appreciating the material blessings and the ability to get things that make our life easier or bring us happiness in little amounts. But Lord, remind us that money will never, ever, ever make us happy. And so, Lord, we want to be kept from the love of money. Would you help us with that? For what good is it for us to gain the whole world but lose our souls? Lord, we know that this contentment issue becomes a huge barrier between so many people and their relationship with Jesus. So God, in this area, would you keep us grounded in how important money and possessions are to you? And may we be content in a way we've never been content before, because we know that you are so much greater and you have to offer us so much more than money or possessions could ever offer us. We know that the only pure, true, real joy comes from having a relationship with our Father. So Lord, we ask your guidance in this topic as the days go by. Remind us before we make purchases or spend money or make decisions regarding money, remind us of what's most important, and don't let money drive all of our decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.